Okay, I don't think I need to remind y'all again that what we're what are we doing? Where are we at? Huh? We're traveling. We're on a journey. 67,000 miles an hour. Right this very second, you're traveling 67,000 miles an hour. You know, I thought about that this morning when I read, you know, read this over when I said it this morning. It reminded me of Tom Cruise and Top Gun. I think he's on his motorcycle. You know, I feel the need for speed. You know, Hart, are you one of those ones that feel the need for speed sometime and hit the gas pedal?
Not lately.
Kids, y'all feel the need for speed? Huh? Ever? You're not going to admit it anyway, huh? You know, at times, you know, yeah, it's, you know, feel the need for speed. You know, I used to ride a motorcycle a long time ago, you know, and a man that keeps asking me, Aaron, you going to get another one? You know, I said, oh, darling, I'm too old and crazy. I better not. You know, but, you know, 67,000 miles an hour we're traveling right now, you know, and we don't know it. You know, God, the Creator, has made this that we can do this. But, you know, 587 million miles around the sun, and we're right at almost halfway through. 6 months gone, 6 months to go. What have you done in the 6 months that are gone? What will you do in the 6 months that are coming up? You know, at the end of the 6 months, to start a new journey, a new year. You know, is it too early to think about that? You know, in the immortal words of Janis Joplin, tomorrow never comes. No better time to start that new journey than today. You know, is there something you haven't done, you know, 6 months ago that you need to do today? You know, that you want to do, you know, in the next, you know, the next 6 months, maybe in the next new year. You know, what is it? You know, anybody ever make New Year's resolutions? You know, Lexi this morning said that, yeah, she did, but she had a hard time keeping them. You know, 3 or 4 weeks, and then they're gone. Anybody else? Huh?
Don't remember what it was.
Yeah. When you get old, you know, use that excuse. Yeah, I'm going to make New Year's resolutions. You get up one morning. What was that? Bill, you make New Year's resolutions? Do you ever keep them? No, you don't. Yeah. Huh? You know, to make New Year's resolutions, you know, and keep them. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. You know, and you don't know how long that's going to be. You know, so don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. That you don't want to be like, you know, had something to say about this morning. You don't want to be like, girls, you don't want to do this. You know, be like a college student. You know, finals are coming up. You know, and 3 days before finals, what are you doing? Cramming. You know, we don't want to be on December 26th when the end of the journey's coming, trying to cram in everything. Or we don't want to be at the end of our journey where we know the end is coming, and trying to cram in a relationship with Jesus. Enjoy that relationship today. You know that God wants to do something in your life. But more than that, you know, God wants to do something in this church. And what is a church? But each and every one of you, you know. So what is it that God wants to do? You know, we started out, you know, our anchor verse for this series, Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. To gain a heart of wisdom. You know, when they cut the tree down in front of the wren house, you know, we thought it was rotten, so we cut it down. Once we cut it down, we found out, well, it wasn't rotten. Maybe we shouldn't have cut it down. But, I mean, it was big. And to see all these rains, you know, all the rains it had, it was an old tree. I don't remember who it was. They told me, all those trees over there, they came from that tree. You know, that it was that old. You know, that it gave birth to all those other trees. But to think about this, on your journey, you know, you've already added a lot of rings to your life. Some of you more than others, you know, but you're adding another ring to your life this year. You got 6 more months, you know, to add another, to complete that ring. Okay, is your ring that you're adding, is it going to be small and narrow, you know, that nothing went on? Or is it going to be big and wide, like you've grown a lot, you know, to look back at yesterday, to look ahead at tomorrow, and say, I've grown and I'm growing. From the book of Luke, when Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child, and who's the child? Jesus. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. He was filled with wisdom. Okay, what is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing what God wants to do in your life. But more than that, wisdom is allowing God to work through you for what God wants to do. The single most ingredient needed to follow God: wisdom and obedience. And what does it start with? Accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, and your what?
God.
You read it. Yeah, you did. Master. Yeah. Jesus Christ, your Lord, your Savior, your Master, and your friend, your brother. Verses 51, 52 from the same chapter of Luke. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, to his mother and father. Hear that, kids? He was obedient to his mother and father. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and with man. That Jesus is a little boy, but he grew in stature, in wisdom, in favor with God and in man. So that's the question we need to ask ourselves every day. Are we growing? Are you growing in wisdom? Are you growing in your relationship with God? Are you growing in stature? Are you growing in favor with God? Are you growing in favor with the people around you? You're growing in favor with your family? I hope so. Are you growing in favor with your neighborhood? Are you growing in favor with the people you probably may spend more time with than anybody? Work. But mainly, are you growing in favor with God? How do we grow in favor with God? Huh? Stay in his word. Following Jesus Christ is a lifetime of learning. You know, and I said this a bunch of times, you know, that when I mentioned Bible study, you know, I said, we're finishing up, we'll be on week 29 this coming week. There is a week 30, but it's review. And when I ask them, okay, y'all want to do week 30? All I heard was, oh, I want to say what they said. You know, oh, heck no. You know, that we've had enough. You know, we've had enough of Revelation. You know, Revelation was hard on them. You know, going through all that. But he said, hey, following Jesus Christ is a lifetime of learning. It's just learning from him. And how do you learn from people? You spend time with them. You know, how do you have a relationship with people? You spend time with them. And that's what part of Wednesday night is. Spending time with each other, learning from each other, getting to know each other. We're getting some good conversations on Wednesday night. You know, some of them about Bible, some of them not. You know, talking about anything and everything. You know, to get all this information. You know, we're talking about this morning. Mickey Mims and, who was it? Ricky Dussert. They were in the kitchen after service. We're in the kitchen talking, and I started to walk in, and they saw me. You know how people do. You know, preacher walks up, zip, shut up. You know, and they just, I said, what are you fellas talking about? You know, what, you know, I had said during the service, you know, information. You know, we as a country, as a nation, we're drowning in information. Anything and everything at your fingertips. You know, I read this past week, and this is what they were talking about. I told them about this. What's his name that started Tesla? Musk?
Elon Musk.
Yeah, okay. Well, he owns Starlink Internet also. He or somebody with his company got the bright idea that he wants to provide internet to the world. So they gave internet and computers to this tribe deep in the Amazon jungle. They didn't even have electricity. But some way they gave them, you know, internet and computers. They went back 1 year later to check on them. And they asked the tribal leaders, how's it going? He said, man, you got to take these things away. Everything's gone to you know what? You know, so the women don't want to work anymore. The men don't want to work. All they want to do is sit in front of that computer. And said, the worst part, the young people, they're hooked on social media and pornography. You know, said, and they were a tribe, you know, that kissing in public was forbidden. You know, and said, now look where we are. The information highway. What do we have that we need to combat the information highway? Jesus Christ, his word, but more than that, his life. To follow Jesus and following Jesus again is what? A lifetime of learning. Taking a CPR class, was it 2 weeks ago? The lady that taught it, you know, was telling, okay, you're giving CPR to somebody, you know, you're not supposed to stop. But, you know, if you have to call 911, then you have to stop. But if you have your phone, what can you do? Tell Siri, hey, Siri, call 911. You know, if there's an Alexa around, Alexa's not here today. If there's an Alexa, tell Alexa, hey, Alexa, call 911. Hey, do any of y'all have Alexa in your house? You do? Does it interrupt you sometimes, Mr. Jack?
Not really.
Bill? It's you know, you're doing something, and all of a sudden Alexa comes up and asks you a question. Said, man, they really are listening. You know, you ask Alexa, you know, to do something. Ask God to do something. Don't go to Alexa. Ask God. You know, but are any of you in that place? You know, our anchor verse for this series, Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach me to number my days that I can gain a heart of wisdom. Are you in that place where you're asking God to do that? God, help me to number my days and gain a heart of wisdom. From you, bless you, the one triune God, that at the end of the day, I said, your home, your workplace, your neighborhood, your church, your community, everybody around you, you have grown in favor with them. Jesus, growing in stature and growing in favor. You know, in this journey that we're on, God has invested in you. And how has he done that? Come on, people. Come on, you bankers. How has God invested in you? He's given you his life, Jesus Christ on the cross. He has invested his body, his blood, suffering, given his life for you. And now he says it's your turn to invest in yourself. He wants you to invest in yourself. You know, that may be taking Pilates. You know, go to the yoga class here. You know, pick up a book and do some reading. Get away from the TV and the internet. You know, do something. Get your cholesterol down, your blood sugar down. You know, do something to invest in yourself. Okay, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, who comes to live in us? God, the Holy Spirit. Okay, God's living in you. Your body, your life does not really belong to you. It belongs to God. What kind of house are you providing for that Holy Spirit to live in? Huh? Are you keeping that house in good working order? Boy, you're looking at me like... Is your house in good working order? Huh? You know, and I know at times, you know, when we get older, we do what we got, you know, we try and do, but sometimes we just break down, huh? You know, we just break, you know, sometimes we break because we're trying too hard. You know, we're trying too much. But to keep God's house where the Holy Spirit lives in working order so that we can be the life and the light of Christ for the world out there. Because that's what God is calling us to do. But so again, is there anything in the last 6 months you haven't done? Or is there anything you have been doing in the last 6 months that you need to stop? Is there anything that you need to pick up and start in the next 6 months to maximize your life here on earth? To grow in favor with God, to grow in favor with man. And again, to be at that place. God, teach me the number of my days so I can gain a heart of wisdom. Okay, get to our parable today. You know, and a lot of people have trouble with this parable. You know, the Bible study Wednesday night, people let me know, well, say we're to the end of Revelation. And people were having trouble with the end of Revelation, you know, how it ends. But, you know, in this parable, okay, who's the master? Lord said that, God. God is the master. Now, if you don't have your Bibles with you, when you go home, you need to pull this out, Matthew 25, verse 13. Huh? Okay, it's 14 through 30. Okay, and it is in verse 19. 25, verse 19. Underline it, highlight it, underline it and highlight it, commit it to memory. The master's coming back. And what's he going to do? Settle accounts. Settle accounts. Now, you business people out there, you working people, let me ask you this. Do y'all have employee evaluations? No. You do, Billy? I mean, you evaluate your employees? Let me ask y'all this as parents. Do you evaluate your kids? Huh? Not enough? You know, maybe, you know, as dads, as fathers, maybe we don't sit down and do it, okay, I'm not going to do it every 6 months, maybe every day, depending on what they're doing. You know, every night, or at least the next morning after they've done something. That's what my dad did to me. You know, but, you know, most businesses have employee evaluations. You know, because if you're going to fire somebody, you can't just come up one day, unless they've really done something bad, and say, okay, you're fired. You know, you sit down with them, and you know, and you say, okay, I've given you, told you your job responsibilities, I've given you all this, I expect X and Y, and maybe Z, you know, if you're excelling. Okay, our parable today, don't get hung up on the 5, 2, and the 1. That the thing is, God has given everybody something. He has given you something, some kind of talent, some kind of ability. What have you done with it? Huh? What, or have you used it in the last 6 months? If you can see it that you haven't, are you going to use it in the next 6 months? Whatever your ability is, to put it in use to grow in favor with God and in favor with man. So you can be that light and that life for the world out there. That chapter, that verse, one day One day, as we heard in Revelation, God is coming back and he's going to what? Settle accounts. And you don't want to be that slave that took what he had, buried it. And when the master came back, throw him out in the darkness, will it be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That whatever God has given you, take it, pray over it. God, give me wisdom to use whatever it is. God, give me wisdom to know whatever it is. So that when you do settle out, God, what God's going to say? Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into what? The joy of your master. And what's that joy? Being in the sight of Jesus Christ for all eternity. You know, and we like to leave that last verse off. Will there be weeping and gnashing of teeth? You know, I went to the baseball tournament yesterday. Anybody go out to the baseball tournament yesterday? How long did y'all stay out there? How long did you stay out there? It was hot. It was hot, people. You know, and the sheriff's department, hey, they were out there helping people park. They were cooking. Unbelievable. You know what they were doing. Just great, you know. But, you know, the master is going to come back one day. But, you know, and that, I don't know. I left before right at the end. You know, somebody told me this morning, Hayes played 5 games yesterday. You know, in that heat. You know, now I don't know, you know, if there was a winner out of the whole thing and how they do it, but I've seen some of these tournaments, every kid gets a trophy, no matter what. You know, that, you know, some of these teams, they can lose every game. But what happens in the end? They get helium balloons. Oh, you did great. You know, played wonderful. No, you didn't. You lost. You know? There is no more win or lose, you know. There is no more, this team did better than this team. You know, I remember the day, you know, the days, okay, what was your, you know, what was your reward? You got a uniform. You got to play. At the end of the year, you got to keep the cap. You know, if you lost, you know, dad put his hand on your shoulder. That's okay, son, get them next time. Do better next time. You know, you went home, mom baked you an apple pie or some brownies. You know, say, hey, okay, get them next time. What's going to happen when Jesus comes back? Huh? You did good. Get them next time. But until next time, go out in the darkness with weeping and gnashing of teeth. Today, not tomorrow. Again, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Do not wait for tomorrow to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to grow in favor with God and with man. So one day, he will come back. And when he does, what? What's he going to do?
Account.
Settle accounts. And you want your account to be not in the red. Huh, John? But in the black. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, Lord God, we just give you thanks for this day. Lord God, I know everybody here has accepted you as their Lord and Savior. But Father, Lord Jesus, maybe we haven't done it today. Then we need to do it again. Lord God, maybe it's been a while. Maybe we've been going down the wrong road. The last 6 months, maybe we've walked away. Lord God, let us not wait for tomorrow, but today. To say, Jesus Christ, I want you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Lord God, I need saving again. In your name, amen.